Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Chick quits, plus Tom's annoying people, and shoes. They're all coming up right after this.
Baker Street. A year round we would trick or treat and play paintball and get stowed in your jaw if you said the wrong things. I had this dream about buying a boat, so I sewed some tapes that me and Scotty wrote. Gotta use sport craft, put a mattress in back, and me and Boner both got laid. Angel Skinner, she was so easy. And Patty Ferguson, she's so sleazy. But she's pregnant. Hell, they're both pregnant now. Dusty's mom used to be happening. Rumor had it she did Eric Clapton. But Dusty told me it was a Rolling Stone. Swear to God.
Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Hey, welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. Christy Lee at the news desk.
Yes, I am.
Wearing the silver medal again today. Or what is that?
No, it's a little Buddha thing.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
No, namaste. Yeah.
Aren't you Catholic?
Yes, I am. It's just for fashion, not for...
Hedge in your bed.
Oh, yeah, we'll tell that to Jesus when you get to the pearly gates.
You know what?
St. Peter's 4 weeks in hell, bitch.
St. Peter.
That's Jesus for you.
That's St. Peter.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Oh, boy.
The salty tongue of Jesus.
Say what you want, but Jesus calls a spade, my gosh.
You think Jesus has that duty? He's security guy in heaven? No.
No, yeah. You know, everybody needs a day off.
Hey, wouldn't it be funny if he got up there and there was a disgruntled Jesus going, "Ah, jeez, St. Peter got drunk last night."
Hi, Pat Godwin.
Last time I turned well water into wine.
There's Josh Arnold.
Hi.
Sorry.
You think he's been contrary earlier in the week? He's really contrary today.
Who? So me?
Josh Arnold.
Okay. Yes. Well, just wait.
Just thought of one thing.
Ace Cosby.
Where is Ace?
At the truck phone hotline hot phone. I was going to say it.
I don't think you were.
Don't think you were.
You looked over at Willie.
There's Willie Griswold. I'm Chick McGee. Here's Tom. I quit. It's finally happened.
But before we get on with the show and try to continue where we were, I have a technical question for you guys. I just heard part of your discussion off the air.
Yeah.
You guys are, some of you anyway, I guess Chick, I don't know about Ace, Chick and Willie are both into athletic shoes to a degree. I got a friend who's, what are they called, sneakerhead, that buys shoes, doesn't even open them, keeps them in the box as an investment.
Well, but he's insane, though.
Yeah, well, yeah.
You heard me. You're insane. I know he's listening.
Hi, Scott.
Weirdo.
But Chick, at one point you had more than 500 pairs of shoes.
That's, yes.
Okay. And you've calmed down a little bit. You gave quite a few of them away.
Yes. I've done that about four times, by the
way. Yeah, yeah. I don't care at all. I have this one pair of athletic shoes that Kelly got for me that I really like, that you don't like. I don't even know what they're called. It's like OGs or something.
No, they should call them. They should call them old 2 liter bottle. Is what they should call.
What does this say? It looks like it says.
They're for cutting grass.
They're for old rich men.
Okay. Oh, good. Well, that's perfect then.
They're on shoes.
In any event, but what's the protocol? If I was somewhere yesterday, I was at one of my little girl's soccer practices, and there was a friend of mine.
That's got to be a joy for the soccer coach.
Oh, boy, can I imagine?
having you there.
Oh, the soccer coach is the greatest.
My new shoes? Look at these things.
No, just the opposite. No, this guy's a great guy. He's a really great coach. Wonderful with these little girls. Having a great time. But a friend of mine was there. What's the protocol on asking about shoes? I mean, is it okay to go, hey, what are those?
Of course.
Yeah. It's okay to do that?
Sure.
To whom?
To anybody. I mean, can you walk up and go, hey, those are some pretty cool shoes.
Why not?
Is that isn't like a come on?
I will say,
oh,
that every week.
I don't think so.
What do you mean?
You hear that every week?
But no, but I know you guys.
You think it's code?
No,
you think it's code to go in the bathroom for a quickie?
Let me change it up here. I was in the grocery store last winter, and there was a guy. Let me finish. There was a guy wearing a really cool leather jacket.
All right,
really great. And I'm like, that's, I wonder what kind. Now, is it cool to go? I didn't go up to him and go, hey, that's a really nice jacket.
Don't do that.
But it's okay to go up to someone and say, hey, those are really nice shoes. What
Not
are
really.
Those?
No, because Chick is my friend, so I can say those are nice shoes. Also, yes. The term, what are those? It was like a Vine thing, and it can kind of be disrespectful. So avoid saying, what are those? It was like a whole thing.
Really?
Yeah, just Google it. You can figure it out.
Okay.
No, I think you're totally fine going up to somebody and going, man, I really like that jacket. May I ask where you got it?
No. I think that's great.
No. What's wrong with that?
That's a compliment.
No. Mind your own business. Don't talk to anybody. Yep. Keep your head down.
Keep it moving.
Would you do that?
I'm going to do that today and here.
Now, Christy. Yeah,
I'm going to kill all of you.
We get the Orkin guy over here to get the bug out of his ass. Christy?
Yes.
If you're at some event and there's some woman you don't know and she's wearing shoes or a jacket, would you walk up and go, oh, those are really nice. Where are those?
Yes,
that's
absolutely.
Okay.
I thought that was like 80% of female conversation.
All women do that.
That and gossip and talking about boobs.
You know how broads are.
We do talk about boobs a lot.
What's the protocol on this? You
Real
see
or
some.
Not.
You see someone you haven't seen for quite some time.
Yeah.
What's and clearly there's been some kind of augmentation. Surgically.
Yes.
Whatever.
Yes.
Do you say, oh wow, I can tell you got a boob job?
Well, you can say.
And then do you go to the ladies' room and go, can I see him?
Usually they want to show you.
Yeah.
That's
really?
Kind of the yeah. Oh,
and
oh,
feel these. You've got to feel these.
They feel so real.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And what do? Do you feel them?
Of course. I'm not going to be rude.
So is your camera broken? What the hell's wrong with you? Now, would that be too much if you said, hey, look, can I take a picture of these without your face in them?
I would never do that.
So, yes, I probably would be too.
Yeah, that's too much.
Okay.
But you know it.
Yeah, he does know it.
You're a menace.
Josh, what I'm trying to do here that you don't seem to understand is I want Christy to be eventually lulled into the hypnotic suggestion that I am making. So the next time this happens, she goes, would you mind if I took a photograph of your new breasts? Won't be in them.
Completely acceptable, and you should do
sure,
more.
Sure, yeah, that's going to go over well with my friends.
Here's the thing with you. Okay, I've always heard this charming story about Stephen King. He lives up in Maine by himself, but he has a core of neighbors that know who he is.
Sure.
They leave him alone. He goes to the store. You know, they call him Steve, all this stuff. They know he's Stephen King.
Sure.
I think people around here know who you are. You're wandering around the store asking them what kind of shoes they're wearing. And where'd you get that leather jacket?
No, I'm not. I'm just asking if that would have been cool because I really wanted to know.
No, anything you do, anything you think you should do is not cool. Okay?
You really wanted to know?
Because you're not cool.
But, Chick, here's where I sit. All right?
All right.
He's going to do it.
Yeah.
Oh, he's going to do it. Yeah.
So why not coach him as best we can?
I guess.
So he doesn't end up in jail.
Here we go. So if you're going to do it, let's make one thing very clear. There's no need to mention your race or the person's race.
Well, how's the other person going to know who he's talking
to? There's
no
need
who they resemble.
For you to go, no, yes. I know that I'm no black gentleman, but I think I could pull that off.
You don't need to.
You think your dad would say that?
Oh,
no, it would be, pardon me, my man 50 grand.
You don't need that happening.
Do you ever watch The Daily Blast Live with Al Jackson? I have his phone number. We're friends.
That's another thing. You never want to talk about other people you know that are a similar race. You're not my grand.
No. You don't talk about how you know them. You ask them if they know them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, you must know Al Jackson.
Yeah. My grandma pulled that move.
Who's your favorite golfer? Tiger Woods. Right?
Well, it's got to be Tiger.
Yeah,
huh?
It's got to be Tiger. Yeah.
Jim Rome. home takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
How did we get from tennis shoes to here?
No, I'm just wondering, because you guys talk about shoes all the time. Shoes, I don't care at
That's
all.
That's because...
I'm with you.
Then if you saw a pair of shoes that you really liked, yeah, of course you should.
No, I'm just saying, is that a good conversation starter? Yeah. This guy was wearing...
Do you compliment strangers?
Of course he does. He talks to strangers.
The man insults strangers, too.
No, I mean...
He's pulled people over and said their child seats installed improperly.
Yep. No, like yesterday.
This guy was in the same car that I was driving, a Suburban, and he had a baby in the front seat, and that's dangerous and illegal.
Here we go.
So I flagged him down, pulled him over, and said, "Hey, you better put your kid in the back seat.
You should carry handcuffs."
Well, no, I mean, that's
what you should
do. Anyone knows anything about automobiles?
You know, Willie's got a little bit of that trait in you where you're... That your heart just being bigger than it should be.
What is this?
Bigger than common sense.
Everybody really goes, "Oh yeah, I bought a bunch of reflective vests so that when I drive around and I see people jogging, I go, hey, why don't you put this on? You are your father's son."
I'm not kidding. There was a guy yesterday running shirtless. The only thing I could see was the little Nike swoosh on his pants. I thought it was a dog collar.
Yep.
So I flashed my brights. I wanted to give this guy a lecture.
No, really, I have, right over here.
Yes.
I almost hit that guy.
Yeah.
And it would have been his fault, but of course I would have gone to jail.
You know what
I
mean? And you'd have been all over the front page.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah,
a madman runs over joggers.
The people that jog it,
there used to be. I don't think they're there anymore.
They are.
The ladies club?
Yes, the ladies club.
That walk in the dark right in this neighborhood all the time.
All the time.
On a blind curve in the middle of the street.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I get it. Summer's hot. You don't want to walk in the middle of the day.
I get it, too. Good for you, man. You're out there doing what you can. You know,
I do, too, but wear something reflective.
My goodness. Yeah, put like a helmet on.
Well, the guy...
Yes.
This morning, the guy had the miner helmet saw.
Yeah. Well, did you pull him over and ask what kind of shoes he had on?
No, I did not. But I do...
Chick, as a shoe guy, and you are a shoe guy, admit it, but you're kind of a closet shoe guy.
Admit it. Like he's a lawyer. You are a shoe guy.
No,
like
there are very shoes out that I see that I don't know what they are.
But do you ever walk up to someone and go, "Hey, where did you get the Jordan Supermax $1,000?
No, because then I have to say, "Hi, how are you?" No.
Yes, and more importantly, Chick does not want, and I'm talking to the listener here.
Yes.
You to come up to him and say, "What kind of shoes are those?"
Yes.
He would rather you wave from afar. Chick, big fan. Keep moving.
Thanks. Kiss my ass. Yeah, whatever.
Sayonara.
As someone who's ignorant of athletic shoes, how about this for an idea? Josh and I both don't care about athletic shoes. What if Josh and I had you and Scott on and we talked shoes? Would that be interesting?
I don't think so. No. I don't.
There are podcasts about athletic shoes.
No, because
there must be.
Scott and I would get into like minutiae of stuff, and I don't think anybody would.
No, but that's what podcasts are for. It's for people who are into
A podcast.
But we're not. Remember?
Yes, but that would put me in a room with you more than 4 hours a day, and I can't stand it. Okay.
Got a letter.
I love you, but I can't stand it.
It says, "Dear Bob and Tom Show, I had to check in and say thanks. I listen every morning, getting ready for work. I don't know what I would do without you guys." What a nice thing. This is from Pete in Ramrod Key.
Okay.
Where is that?
I had to look that up. Ramrod Key is in the Florida Keys.
Oh.
And I looked it up. There's some beautiful pictures of it. Ramrod Key, originally named Roberts Island, renamed for a ship that was wrecked on a reef south of Ramrod Key in the 19th century.
Oh.
That's a fun story.
Yeah. But
I didn't know about Ramrod Key. Pete, thanks for listening. We certainly appreciate it.
Are there any females that live there?
I would imagine that there are people of both genders, if you will, if not more.
You heard it here. Tom thinks there are only two genders.
No, God.
I just qualified that. I was just trying to say hi to Pete.
Hi, Pete.
Hi, I hope things are great in Ramrod Key. Whatever you're into is okay with
me.
Love
to visit.
Okay, looks like a great spot. But while we're at it, let's go north.
north to Alaska.
Almost.
What's that guy's name? Johnny Winter?
Johnny Horton.
Johnny Horton. I love that guy.
Johnny Winter is Edgar's brother.
Here we go.
Oh, God, no.
Edgar Winter's white trash.
Who's Johnny Winter? Band. Is that the guy that was on Carson's couch a lot?
No, that was John. No. Jonathan Winters.
Dude, I am all over the place today. I got nothing.
Hello, Daddy.
Fair.
Today, September 1st, it's Earth, Wind, and Fire Day. Come on.
First day of fall.
I thought, do you remember?
21st of September.
21st day of September.
Kidding.
Okay.
Yeah. You weren't just kidding. You were
no.
wrong.
No.
It's okay to be wrong.
Could we get back to the mailbag?
But first. North to
Alaska. No, no. This is, wait a minute. No, this is the appropriate song.
What are you
for
talking
this.
About?
From the Keys to Canada.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Crime it.
The show's international.
The Keys to Canada. Crime
got a, great letter here from a truck driver named Craig.
Hi, Craig.
Listens to us in Kingston, Ontario, Canada. He works for a trucking company up there. He said, normally I'm not a radio guy, but 2 months ago I discovered you guys.
What do you mean not a radio guy? What the hell does that mean?
It probably means he
normally
doesn't
I don't slum and listen to radio.
And I was trying to I can't be nice to anybody anymore.
I make my audio up on my anyone can do it.
I'm sorry.
That's what you
normally.
Usually I have two small fellows have a conversation in front of
you
me.
You tiny brain.
Stop.
Terrestrialism.
Well, there went Craig, our new
I'm so sorry.
He's a radio man now.
Tell us about Craig.
He was trying to say thanks.
Whatever, Craig.
Craig, I apologize. I'm not sure who put all the dicks in the water.
Who put all the dicks in the water?
He started it. Normally I don't listen to radio.
Hey, Captain of the Bucket of Dicks, could you be quiet for a minute?
Okay, sorry.
Craig enjoys the show very much, driving all around Ontario. Great, beautiful country, I'll tell you that. And he's just north of Lake Ontario.
Cool.
Yeah,
and he actually has some jokes for Ace Cosby.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
So, Ace, I'll be giving you Craig's letter here in a second. He said, I hope you guys would talk a little more about fishing.
Oh,
the
man.
Greatest activity on the planet.
Oh.
So Craig's a fisherman.
Fisherman is he.
Hmm. Aren't you going fishing this weekend?
Yes.
Okay. And, yeah. Chick, weren't you talking yesterday about your fishing trip to Canada?
Yes, I was.
Yes,
where
you
I
were.
Was attacked by, it turns out, a Canadian lynx, I guess, mm-hmm. or something. Is
which Josh told us Canadian lynx are also what they call...
what we call breakfast sausage.
Exactly.
They're a little thicker than the normal.
Yeah.
You were attacked exactly. by a breakfast sausage?
Yes.
I certainly was.
I thought about that at 4 p.m. and I told somebody about it. I was so happy about that line.
Okay, this goes, by the way, I am looking forward to your piss diaper contest. I've already got a group of friends together. We're going to do this, too.
Wow.
So, once that again, we're going to be putting on adult diapers next Thursday and having a contest to see who can fill it the
I
most.
I am feigning a nervous breakdown.
Urinoma. We have to make that very clear.
Well, then I should read this letter that comes to us from Lonnie. You think Chick is cranky most mornings? Wait till he's sitting in a wet diaper for about an hour. I don't think Chick is cranky most mornings.
Really?
You know, Ace, that
excuse
that certainly helps.
as you recently said to Christy,
I have to start calling Ace Scooby. He sounds exactly like Scooby Doo. Everything out of his mouth is Scooby Doo. There it is. He doesn't even have to try.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Sehr gut, sehr gut, sehr gut.
Sehr gut?
Wieso Steuer ist sehr gut? Das sagen ganz viele.
Wer sagt das?
Stiftung Warentest, Computerbild, Focus Money, Chip, Finanztipp, such dir was aus.
Mega, aber das ist doch bestimmt kompliziert.
Nö, einfach Foto von der Lohnsteuerbescheinigung machen und fertig.
Klingt sehr gut.
Ist sehr gut. Mit Wieso Steuer? Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.